Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us for Comic Book Club Live. Please give it up for your hosts, Alex, Justin, and Pete.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to Comic Book Club. I'm Alex.
I'm Justin.
I am Pete.
And that's our Bad at the Booth, Booth Bad Pride.
Guys,
I don't often say this. This is a big show for Pete LePage.
It's a big show for Pete LePage.
Pete LePage in particular. Now, this is going to be a great audio podcast in particular because we have lots of visual aids going on.
The first one...
Pete, do you want to explain what's in your hand?
Walk us through what you're holding.
I have a garbage plate in my hand, a freshly made Horm garbage plate.
Yes.
Which consists of two cheeseburgers, mac salad, and some fries.
Now, this is
it's actually nicer than fries. It's like potato wedges type of thing.
Now, let me just name garbage plate.
Hot sauce. Ketchup mustard.
You found this in a dumpster out front, or what happened with that? What composed this? How did you get this?
Our amazing regular slash fan slash Patreon person, Aaron, made this.
Wow. Garbage plate.
All right. Give her a round of applause.
That's very nice. Round of applause.
Salvin's never had a garbage plate, so this is exciting.
I don't understand why you're freaking out about a garbage plate, but you keep putting it on me.
Like, because he's eaten thousands of these.
Yeah.
He actually, on the way over here, you mean.
Babies born in Rochester, a mother's breast gives out garbage plates. It doesn't give breast milk.
They squeeze out the burgers.
Squeezes out burger, mustard, ketchup, whatever, mayonnaise. I don't even know what's on this.
Right.
Now, let me just say, this is a Rochester dish. Where I'm from, we eat very expensive caviar. So I look forward to next week when that comes through.
Sure.
You've had this before because you grew up close to Rochester.
No, we don't have garbage plates there. There's something called scrapple, but that's where they're like, do you want the rest of the meat that's on the grill?
Yeah, but you've had a garbage plate.
I've eaten something with you that you said was a garbage plate, but I don't know if it wasn't like this.
Yeah. Now, you haven't eaten dinner today, this week? What's going on, Pete?
No, I haven't eaten.
Like, Alex is like, is this a meal or a snack? Or
what's going on here?
This is
going
to be my dinner.
Just because usually we don't open up the show with you eating dinner. all I know is that, I mean, Pete's described it, but you also have how many forks and knives right now?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God. It is very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at the presentation.
Thank you guys so much for coming to watch us eat a thing.
Yeah.
Now, Pete's just going to take a bite.
Now, yes, Pete, I think you should eat this and let us know whether this tastes like authentic Rochester garbage.
And just let me know when you start farting, because I feel like it's going to happen a lot based on the foods I'm seeing in this garbage plate.
Yeah. Now, for those of you listening home, if you've ever seen the cartoon or animated show Garfield, imagine that, but with Pete and a garbage plate right now.
This is Pete's lasagna. And man,
yes.
Normally,
I'll just narrate what's happening. Normally, on a cooking show, the person who is tasting the food will have a small bite and say, "I'm getting hints of this and this."
He has put down his microphone and is literally shoveling the food into his mouth. I gotta say, he's eaten almost a third of it at this point, and it's been less than a minute. We're running time on this.
Can he finish it all before we get our guests out here? Let's see what happens.
This is phenomenal.
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry. I got to ask, clear your mouth first, please.
Yeah.
Just clear your mouth. Just swallow.
It's going to be a little time.
Okay.
So how do you rate a garbage play? Is it closest to garbage or furthest away from garbage? Right.
How many?
Furthest away from garbage.
Great. Oh,
how many raccoons would you get?
85.
Oh, wait, what is the scale? We don't even know how many
what?
That is.
We don't know.
Yeah. This is really delicious. Now, different flavoring from a normal garbage plate. This is nicer, actually.
The mac salad
is really good.
Yeah.
So it's not mac and cheese, it's macaroni salad.
Yeah, it's mac salad.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And also the potato wedges are very nice. Not the normal...
Trash.
Yeah, trash that I'm used to. This is like a higher class garbage plate.
Great.
But the flavoring is there, and the hot sauce... which is very important in a garbage plate because it has meat in the hot sauce.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
how would they ever think to cram meat in there?
Yeah, it's meat on meat on
so
meat.
So this is more of like a high-end garbage plate, like a recycling bin plate.
I don't. I feel like you're undercutting the juiciness of this.
Well, anyway, so successful.
Successful.
Congratulations.
It's absolutely
Thank you,
phenomenal.
Aaron. That's
great.
Amazing. A little piece of Rochester here tonight.
Yeah.
Expect, if you're listening at home to the podcast, Pete to, I'm sure, talk a lot while he eats this entire garbage plate.
I'm going to have a bite.
You're going to have a bite?
You should, you should try this.
Are we trying it at the top of the show?
Let's move the show forward a little.
Yeah, can we bring out our guests?
Yes, I think so.
Is that all right? Or are we, I mean, we have, what, 53 minutes left? I think we could just eat a garbage plate. Our guests would be fine with that.
Yeah.
We're very excited about the guests we have here. They're two of our favorite guys to bring out for the show. Ladies and gentlemen, the boys of Truth Serum!
Truth Serum!
Corey and Ryan! Ryan and Corey!
Come on! Come on out. Guys, very excited. Hello. Hello. Don't touch Pete. He's slathered
What's
in garbage
up,
and hot sauce.
Welcome.
Great to
have,
see you guys.
Have a seat. Have a microphone.
Thank you
to the show.
For leaving this tray over here. Guys, so excited to have you here. Before we get into talking about garbage plates or anything like that, for those who haven't heard your podcast before, the concept is basically you get drunk and tell the truth about stuff.
Pretty much. We like to get our... our clients, or not clients, what am I talking about?
They're clients. They're clients. We
oh, it's going wrong already. I'm shit.
I had a glass of wine already, so I don't know what I'm talking about. We get guests on there, whether it's comedians or just regular people. We start just like drilling them. We want to know what you guys were, your deep, dark secrets.
Yeah. Ooh. Now, we, on the other hand, just have Pete eat a garbage plate at the top of the show.
That's great.
And he hasn't drunk anything. Have you guys had a garbage plate before? Have you talked about it?
I don't know
podcast?
What a garbage plate is.
Yeah, please explain.
Now, this is a comic book podcast, so I'm glad we're spending that much time on this. This is a regional delicacy from Rochester, where it's basically a bunch of stuff in a plate, mostly macaroni salad, burgers, hot sauce, things like that, right?
Fries,
yeah. Fries, yeah.
It's very good. I just had a sampling of each of it. I ate the traditional way, just putting my face into it.
Yeah.
And chewing my way out, and I'll tell you what, it's great.
Oh, good.
I Any appreciate particular, you getting into the, you know, spirit of a garbage plate.
It's like a bunless hamburger with all the fixings of a hamburger. So you taste that.
It's like if you went to a picnic and just were like, give me some of everything and shoved it in your mouth.
Yeah, to put it on the comic book world of it, it's like if you were went to a picnic where half of the people were murdered by mobsters and there was a mess. You just sort of were like, I'll eat this disaster.
So it's like the Punisher number one of foods.
Exactly. I think that's why Pete likes it so much.
Oh, nice. Cool. It definitely looks like somebody got murdered.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great. Should I try it while you interview our guests?
Yeah.
Great.
I'm excited.
Cool. So, guys, tell us... what you got coming up next on Truth Serum?
We just had I just spoke to a girl. Her name is Lex Rex. She's in this band called Lex Rex and the Dragons. It's like electronic, kind of cool. Whoa. You can dance to it.
Nice.
She's going to come on our show. And like, I like to get people who do something specific, but talk about something totally different with them.
Oh, interesting.
So like their following could hear a different side of them. You know what I mean?
I got another fork if, Corey, you want a fresh fork. Yeah,
if that's a burger, I'm having some.
Is it weird to swap spit?
Get it.
Yeah.
It's all vegan, by the way.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's not a real burger?
That tastes very
tastes
real.
Tastes fantastic, yeah.
Wow, so this is a health food.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll say it's very good. I definitely got strong notes of potato coming off of it.
This looks like a real burger.
With overtones of meat and hot sauce.
That's delicious.
It's really good.
That's so good.
Yeah, she did an amazing job.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, so someone made you guys. I thought you like
found it.
Were scared.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought too.
Yeah. No, we have a bunch of stuff going on this show. We'll get to some of that later on.
I'm going to put down these knives.
What?
It's a great line to hear Pete say at any time.
What recently have you guys tackled on your show? Last time, I think we talked about a bunch of other nerdy stuff that happened. Anything nerdy happened since the last time we had you guys out?
I think right now. Mostly getting sloppy and dumb.
Oh, no. We talked about reboots recently and like how there's so many remakes of old movies that we've already seen. And then we started like talking about old movies that don't need to be touched again. And how I feel like new writers need a chance to, you know, to be seen and shine. It's like nobody's getting a chance because we keep making all the old shit again.
What's an untouchable movie to you guys?
The Untouchables.
That makes good. That's good. That movie is truly untouchable.
Space Jam.
There you go.
Space Jam. Space Jam.
I know they're doing it. They're doing it.
Do you guys have an untouchable movie?
I agree with the Untouchables comment. It's a great movie.
It is a great movie. I think you could actually touch it. I think you could.
Very much. It's very touchable.
Yes.
I would have to see it again before I would make that call.
You mean a remake? Untouchable.
But no, if you saw, see the original. And
you want to see the original?
Yeah.
Snatch. I can't do Snatch again.
Oh, really?
I don't think so.
Just because you probably shouldn't.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah. I don't think.
Yeah, I guess all bad movies are sort of untouchable.
Ooh, he's calling you out, man.
Aquaman.
Oh, damn.
That's Aquaman. One of my favorites.
I'd hate to see a remake of Aquaman. It just came out in December.
I'd hate to see the original Aquaman.
Ooh,
you're an asshole. You're an asshole. Yeah.
Pete, have you finished that garbage plate yet?
I'm working on
you
it.
Don't, there's not a race. Please don't do that.
All I'm saying is don't talk until you finish your garbage plate.
All right.
I don't think this
Alex is
a remake.
Alex is dadding you pretty hard right now.
Yes.
I don't think this is a remake, but do you remember how Chris Evans was the Human Torch and then all of a sudden he was Captain America?
Yeah.
I remember that very well.
That's kind of almost a redo.
It
him,
is.
You know?
Or reuse.
Or like Green Lantern turn into Deadpool, you know?
Yeah. Well, those are upgrades, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who else would you want to see from a bad superhero movie get upgraded?
Oh, shit. Halle Berry and Catwoman.
Oh, yeah.
That answer was right on the tip of your tongue.
Yeah.
Yeah. That movie was awful. That was such
a
bad
movie. Also, I mean, she wasn't given enough to do a Storm otherwise, right?
In the X-Men. Yeah, that's right.
Bad luck.
Yeah.
She could be like in a Black Panther movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, that would be great.
Well, she's in that new John Wick movie coming out, so.
Oh, she is.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for that.
Pete, you're not even on the microphone right
now.
Yeah,
just shouting.
I don't know how to tell you this, but the garbage plate does not pick up on you.
Yeah. I feel like Pete's tailgating our show. You're like a Buffalo Bills fan who accidentally was like, I'll watch comic book stuff. I don't give a shit.
Cool. Where can people check out your show?
It is on iTunes. It is on a website called Spreaker. It's on Spotify. It's on SoundCloud. It's on iHeartRadio.
Wait. Don't forget to talk about Good Bad Stories.
Oh, and I have a storytelling show called Good Bad Stories. It's a live storytelling show where I get a bunch of comedians to write 5-minute random stories about whatever they want on stage, and I switch them up the day of, and they have to cold read somebody's crazy story on stage, and it's very fun, and it's at the Pit once a month. It's next week, the 19th at 9 p.m.
So I said it's next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, that's the show, and then the next one's March 19th, so if you missed that one, you can come to that one.
All right, very cool. We're going to move on to our next section, which we like to call the stack.
Yeah, we do.
And in the stack, we're going to talk about a couple of garbage plates that came out this week.
Yeah.
First one, Avengers number 14 from Marvel Comics. Now, the Avengers have been doing a lot of crazy stuff going on. You want to talk about this one?
Sure. We got vampires.
Hell yeah. Not just any vampires, Blade's in this motherfucker.
Blade, he's an Avenger now.
Yeah.
So.
Very happy about that.
Yeah.
Plus, he's rocking nunchucks in this, which is
amazing. Recently made legal in New York City.
Hell yeah.
So, that's just a little bit of news.
Is that real?
That's real, bro. Nunchucks? You don't have to live in the closet with your nunchucks anymore. You can walk around with them.
You could just walk around holding nunchucks?
You're goddamn right you can.
The garbage plate is making Pete talk louder. I don't know what the body chemistry is happening there is, but it's real. Yes, nunchucks were illegal for many, many years, and this one dude has been a lawyer. He got a law degree to fight this fight because he was arrested in the 80s for spinning his nunchucks around.
Is he Daredevil?
Lawyer with nunchucks.
No, he can see, and I think he's not good. He's not a hero. He's not like...
What are you talking about, not a hero? He's just a regular.
Huh?
It's just glorious that you can walk around with nunchucks now.
Yeah, so you're saying he's your hero.
Yeah, yeah. And also Michelangelo's hero.
Nice.
The artist?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle,
now. Oh, okay. Michelangelo was breaking the law all those years. That's why he had to switch to the grappling hook.
Right. That's why there were only three turtles, because one of them was arrested.
Yeah, that's a real shame. And now you can walk the streets hitting yourself in the nuts with your nunchucks.
Yeah, and now you know what's going on in the Avengers title. So there's a war of the vampires. A bunch of new, cool vampires attack Dracula and his castle, kick him out of his castle, are killing vampires all over the place. Vampires are invading the world because... They're basically like bugs who've been driven out of their house. And the Avengers are trying to stem the tide of the vampires while trying to figure out what's going on. Naturally, what's his name? Colonel Darkness or...
Yes, something like that.
Yeah. Is the leader of the bad vampires.
He's wearing a suit and a mask.
Yes.
You don't know who he is.
So he's somebody.
He's going to be somebody.
Yeah, he's going to be somebody. Yeah. He's going to be somebody, big somebody.
Sorry, Pete's taking a short nap right now because he finished the garbage. But.
Yeah, I like how you turned to him. He was like...
Shadow Colonel.
Yeah, Shadow Colonel. Thank you.
That's
did you guys check out this title? What'd you think about this?
I thought it was fun. You know, like vampires and Avengers. Why not? You know?
Yeah.
It is weird when the vampire, it feels like a little off what you normally expect, but I think it's really done well in here. The Avengers are fun right now. She-Hulk is sort of dating Thor.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's new. Sorry to break the news to you.
I haven't been flipping around for a while, so.
Yeah, nice. Captain Marvel and Captain America are playing good cap, bad cap with
Shadow. I saw that.
Very
that was
funny
cool.
Very funny joke.
Yeah.
It's great.
I really like this issue a lot. I think this whole War of the Vampires idea is really fun. It's right in Jason Aaron, who's writing its wheelhouse. I still don't know what's going on with this book. Like, I don't understand.
But I think what is going on is it's fun.
What the fuck you been in the comic for, man? Respect the art form.
Whoa.
I guess he's right. No, I had it open to a page because I saw this thing and it says if we stop running, we'll die. And then I started thinking about it and I was like, what does this person mean? Is it like a shark thing where if they stop swimming, they'll drown?
I think what they're saying is if they stop running, the Shadow Colonel will get them and kill them.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
If we stop podcasting, we die.
Yeah, we have not stopped yet. There's a fun devil dog in this book as well. Yeah. I guess I just mean, we talked about this last week, but there's been so many different things going on with this book where it's had enormous ideas, space gods coming down and infecting the inside of the Earth and changing the history of the Marvel Universe. They've had issues where they're just kind of setting up their new headquarters, and that's pretty much it. And now they have a War of the Vampires that just seems like ridiculous, goofy fun. I'm just not sure what this Avengers book is.
But it is fun.
Sure.
There you go.
I don't know. It's like the garbage plate of books.
Alex, why don't you cut loose and have a little fun for a change?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I'll take off my shirt.
Take off your sweater. Let's start there. Don't just go all the way full.
Full nude.
Yeah, it's risky to dive all the way.
Down to the old garbage plate.
Gotta look at Alex's garbage plate.
The old meat and hot sauce, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Macaroni and potatoes.
Okay.
Keep going?
Yeah, no, I think you covered the whole ingredient list.
What's next on the stack?
Great.
Oh, now he's getting impatient.
All right.
Now he's hungry now for more. Food. He's got a taste for garbage now. He's like a vampire for food at the bottom of.
He had this beard, but it's getting longer and pointier at the ends, and he's getting like black circles around his eyes. Very weird. Justice League number 17 from DC Comics. Also, you want to talk about crazy? Usually. Big crazy stuff happening in every issue. This one takes a mild step back.
Yeah, this is a buddy book.
Teams up Lex Luthor and John Johns, Martian Manhunter. There's this whole insane thing going on with the end of the universe. John Johns reveals his secret history with Lex Luthor and tries to convince him to turn back, to not be evil, to help them, to be the good person they know they can be. I thought this issue was great.
It was, and I think it's so smart, and they've had a lot of big epic stories between the annual, which I think we talked about last week, and a couple of recent other books issues where it's just been so big and so sprawling and so much information, and this is just like a two-hander between Lex and Martian Manhunter, where we learn a lot about them and the dire situation that Martian Manhunter is trying to fix through their friendship.
Yeah, it's a kind of fun, odd couple book in the middle of Justice League. And I think it was done really well, the art and the storytelling. I thought it was really, really enjoyable.
Cool. Did you guys check this one out?
For a second. I noticed there's a Jake Gyllenhaal in here in the one page here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That is in continuity, but...
Sorry.
He's sort of coming later, a bigger...
Yeah, he pops in and out.
Yeah, that's an advertisement.
That's kind of rad. I kind of like the dynamic of, like, right, you have a villain, you have a hero here. It's like, hey, we're stuck in the situation. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, all right. Bad situation.
Yeah, it's good. I love the insane big ideas that they're going for Justice League, but I wish there was more character work like this because it usually feels so heady every month. It's nice to take a step back and get into the motivations of people.
Yeah.
Personally. Let's move over to something that is purely emotional. The Immortal Hulk number 13.
Oh, man,
ooh, man, yeah. This is absolutely one of my favorite series right now. It's so good.
I think it might be the best book on the stands right
now.
Wow. Truly, like,
bold.
Big statement.
It's a big statement, but it truly it's surprising. These last two issues particularly have been so good. The way the writer's mixing is Al Ewing, who's writing it.
Yeah,
he's mixing this horror comics with these huge ideas about hell, God, what strength is in this issue. The last page reveal of the last issue was so like the Hulk just turning around, being like, "This is fucked up." It was so cool.
Yeah. So this arc is called The Hulk in Hell, and we've been building slowly to this over the course of the series so far. We've had these seemingly done in one horror issues that are almost like Tales from the Crypt, except with the Hulk coming in. But it turns out to be part of this Uber story that's not quite done yet, but it does reach a bit of a pause in this issue where the Hulk found himself in hell. There's this enormous creature called, what is it, the Beast Below or mm-hmm. something like that.
And it's his father, but it's also him.
Right. And it goes back to Peter David's run on the Hulk, loops in the stuff about his abusive father, loops in a lot of the history of the Hulk, and really makes it, if you are a fan of the Hulk, I think, the most important Hulk arc since Greg Pak took on the title.
Yeah.
And it's great. The character work is great. The takes on religion and psychosis are great. It's superb.
So emotional when the Hulk is talking to him and like, I'm your only friend, man. It's just me. It's beautiful.
Yeah. What did you think about, can we talk about the last page reveal, Pete?
Yeah. I mean, this is an emotional book. I mean, it got to me. I mean, I'm full of garbage plates. I'm a little,
that's
emotional.
Not technically. You're emotional because of the food?
Yeah. But
you're full.
Yeah. And
that's not an emotion.
It is to me, man. It is to me. All right. But yeah, just the whole, that phone call was just so beautiful.
So we should say he calls Betty. Mm-hmm. Which is who we haven't seen at all in this run.
In years.
Yeah, a long time.
He calls her up and says, please, I need help.
I need to come home.
Yeah, and the next issue is going to be the two of them reuniting. Whoa. You like relationships, Pete. You excited?
Sure.
Why are you pointing at Justin?
Justin's normally the relationship guy.
I like relationships.
No, I know, but you like relationships.
I do.
No, he is angry when relationships end.
Yeah. Oh.
He hates the relationship part.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. But it's very beautiful. I mean, I was just really, this comic does such a great job of balancing like horror and emotion and philosophy. It's really well done.
Yeah.
Now for you guys, I don't know if you've read this or not. If you were sent to hell, what would you do? What's the first thing you do?
I would probably start walking around trying to see who else is there. Maybe I know somebody.
Maybe you know somebody.
You know, see what's like okay to do and not do.
But like, the rules.
Find the boundaries.
Yeah, like I'll start just doing things and seeing like if something happens to me.
Right, like what if you sting your dick or whatever.
Maybe I have powers now. Yeah.
Do you have powers in hell?
Maybe I have powers now.
Are you coming down as like a demon?
I feel like maybe like that's like a, there's like tiers of people in
and
hell.
You're saying you're going to come in strong with like, I probably run this place.
It depends. I don't think, I mean, if I died now, then I'd probably would just be a regular person in hell. But if like next week I decided to go on a killing spree, then I would come in like, oh, you earned the right to, you know what I mean?
What do you mean you earned the right?
Like, I feel like how the more evil you are, the more like high your rank is.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
That's a crazy worldview to say very casually on this podcast.
I'm just saying.
Nah, I'm right there with you.
Like, if I kill somebody, I'm going to rock hell.
Yeah, your view of hell is the more evil you are, the more rewarded you are in the afterlife.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I feel like they're having fun. You've seen Little Nicky, right?
Yeah, Little Nicky. As we all know, Little Nicky is almost a corollary to the Bible. Yeah. It's a religious document.
Yes, we can all agree on that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
Little Nicky, for those of you who don't know, is Adam Sandler's ninth worst movie.
I love that movie. It can't be touched.
Respect. I'll tell you what. No one's ever going to touch that movie in both ways. No one's ever going to pick it up and watch it.
Great Popeye's chicken ad.
Very good Popeye's chicken ad.
Exactly. Really convinces you. Guys, that's it for the stack. Yeah. All right, we're going to move on to our next section, which is my favorite section because you guys make it up. It's your audience questions.
Woo! Yeah.
Come out to you. You ask some questions. We should mention something first, though, Pete.
Yep.
There's something we should establish in this section of audience questions. Now, for those of you who have been to the show before, you all know this. For those of you who listened to the show before, you know this. We've been talking about this for about a month and a half or so, but I'll lay it out for you guys. Now, in our December show, in our last show of the year, we found out that Pete has been secretly running a Punisher quiz on our show for the past 5 years.
And by running it, we mean he wrote it and kept it secretly hidden and told no one and expected someone to somehow know to do it.
Right.
And you revealed in that last episode that this is something true.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that now you were throwing the gauntlet down to step up and challenge
That's
you.
That's right. And answering that gauntlet was a member of our audience.
Yes, that's definitely
right.
True.
So there's a couple of stages to this, just so you guys know. The first stage is you have to say a specific phrase to unlock the quiz.
Right.
Then the second thing is an actual trivia game of Punisher trivia. Pretty hard. If you lose one question, you're out. You can try again, but you're out.
Next week, yeah.
And the questions don't change, right?
That is correct.
Okay. And then if you get through all that, then you have to go through the physical challenge.
The physical challenge.
Which we only learned about last week, I mean.
Right.
So this is an ever-expanding, this is like a changing, it's like an immersive theatrical experience.
That's great.
Yeah. And if you get through all that, you get a prize that Pete has been hiding in his Punisher shrine over there for 5 years.
But it's also that you can pick up, get a prize if you go to his house. Not forget that.
No, I will, if you want, if you don't want one of the prizes
here
I will bring you something from my home.
Oh, I thought people had to come to your house. So you said initially.
Pete, just to throw out at you before we go to the audience questions, because during audience questions, that's the audience's chance to try for this.
That's right.
Is it a problem at all that you just ate the prize?
Yeah.
Because you've had that garbage plate in there for 5 years.
Yeah, nope. That's an old garbage plate.
And now you ate it.
You tried the garbage plate.
Why do you think it was warm? It's because it's been in your slippers for 5 years.
Yeah, cozy little slippers. Well, let me say also, for anyone trying to compete in the Punisher quiz, Pete is in a weakened state right now. He is very close to sleep.
Yeah.
This is a real chance to get one over on him. And we should also say this is different than Pete's actual trivia section. So we have the Punisher quiz, Pete's trivia, and of course we're excited to announce Punisher Post, the post show, Punisher Post Trivia, where we break down all the fun things that happen in the Punisher.
Yeah, this is not to sideline you guys, but Justin and I do a podcast where we recap what happened in the Punisher quiz in the middle of our show. That's a new thing for this week. We're going to try it.
It's really fun.
Yes.
It's really fun.
Anyway, this section is called Audience Questions, so you guys can really ask anything you want whatsoever. You, sir, I see this hand over here. What's your name? What's your question?
I apologize if I'm stepping on the upcoming Week in Geek. But, of course, the big news yesterday was Marvel and Hulu doing The Offenders with Howard the Duck, MODOK, Dazzler and Tigra, and, of course, Hitmonkey.
Right. Yeah,
of course.
So what are your thoughts on the announcement or the series?
Well, first of all, I'm curious, do you guys pronounce it Tigra or Tigra?
Tigra.
Tigra.
I think when you said Tigra when you were talking about it before, I was like, that's a weird way to say it.
Oh, okay.
And you know what I didn't do is tell you that. Yeah. I'm telling you right now in front of everyone.
Tigra is Winnie the Pooh. You've been reading to your kids too much.
But it's one of those Magneto things.
No, Tiger.
It's Magneto.
It's Tigra. Also, you're right, it is Magneto.
I always said Tigra in my head.
Then did you say Magneto?
No.
Oh, good. Okay.
You're a weird guy.
We have a Patreon exclusive podcast, so we did talk about it there, but we can talk about it on the show.
Sure.
Let's have a little fun.
I'm really looking forward to Hitmonkey. He's excited too.
Well, hold on. I don't know if our guests know about this news. Are you guys familiar with the Hulu animated Marvel news?
I'm pumped about it. You got Patton Oswalt like writing for one of them.
Oh yeah.
And MODOK. Like, what are you going to tell about a head in a rocket suit? I don't know what that thing is.
Yeah, it's like a chair.
Yeah, no, that's a pretty good description. It's a head in a rocket suit. There's four shows, for those of you who don't know. They're going to be doing MODOK. They're doing Hit Monkey. They're doing Tigra.
Incorrect. Why would you say it like
Tigra?
That?
Tigra.
And Dazzler.
Dazzler. I think
it's Tigra and Dazzler.
And Howard the Duck. Dazzler. They're all joining together for a conglomerate show called The Offenders, which is a hilarious joke on The Defenders.
Oh!
You guys got it? Yes!
You guys
got it.
That's fun.
That's a very offensive.
Yeah, I hope they're good at... I'm curious what are they going to look like? What is it going to be just like standalone episodes? Is it sort of like a series where it's an arc toward a whole thing? What is it building toward? You know, it's a little early to talk about it, so you never want to say anything negative about it.
That's right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
So you want to just... Let's give them a chance. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. This is great. We're creating an interconnected series of podcasts with jokes about other podcasts that people have heard, and that's good. You guys are enjoying this, right?
It's like Russian Doll.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, Jesus. Don't get me started on that.
Wait, great do you show. Guys know anyone that says Magneto?
People say it. I don't know.
It's like Jared Leto and Jared Leto.
That's a great way to say it. It's Magnet, so it's Magneto, right?
No. It's Magneto, you
Here's Christ. The thing. I just asked you if you said Magneto, and you said no.
No,
and now you're making a case that you do say Magneto.
Yes, Magneto and Tigra.
No, but it's not like
a new show.
That's not his name. His name is like Magnet. Oh, it's like Magneto.
Yeah, Spiderman.
Wow, thank you for that.
Hulk, the immortal Hulk.
This poor gentleman had a real question, and we're just butchering it.
No, we talked about
sure,
it.
Sure. No. I think it's fine. I think
yeah, that's the answer he's waiting for.
Yeah, he's like, it's fine. It's fine.
There you go.
I wish there was more animation talent behind it. That's my big thing. Like, I would be more excited about it if it was... And we did talk about this on the Patreon podcast a little bit. But I wish that it was like Genndy Tartakovsky's Hit Monkey. That would make me really exciting. Or Noel Stevenson, who worked on She-Ra, doing the Tigra and Dazzler show. Yeah. That would be awesome to me. And there's nothing against the people that are working on it, but it feels to me like, oh, wouldn't it be fun to get Patton Oswalt to do a show? Wouldn't it be fun to get Kevin Smith to do a show? And sure, it would. But it doesn't... It seems to me... Like, I'd rather have, you know, Titmouse, who does a lot of the Adult Swim stuff, them taking it on.
Right.
Just, that sort of thing.
It's just crazy to me that you, a comedian, is, like, against a comedian trying to do something cool.
I just don't think comedians can do anything successful. That's
wow.
Truth.
Wait, zero.
That hurts,
hey,
man.
Hey,
that
Pete.
Yeah.
What about the Punisher? That's a porn star name.
There you go.
Yeah, what do you think about
thought
it?
About that for a long time.
Have you
time.
Thought about that?
No, I haven't thought about it.
All right, well, think about it. Marinate in that a little bit.
I look forward to the great erotic question. Quiz that Pete's developing for
them. Excellent. Another question. Oh, you, sir, over there. What's your name? What's your question?
I'm John, and I want to take the secret Punisher quiz.
Nice. Yes! We got another challenge.
Lightning cue, love it.
Okay.
All right. As we all know, you left off on question number 2 of 7.
Yeah.
Don't you have to do number 1 again?
I'll share what number 1 is again, I guess, if you want. What?
Didn't you? You specifically said you need to start clean with number 1, so I ask him the first question again.
No, it's going to start where he left off.
What if he forgot the answer?
Why are you trying to trip him up?
I don't know. I thought this was like what it was. Okay. You want people to win?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Here we go. Question number 2 for the second time.
This is not how quizzes work. Could you just ask him? Could you do the first question?
Fine, I'll fucking do the first question.
When you take your SAT, they don't let you just pick up the answers you fucked up the first time.
They should.
Yeah.
Well, it would save time. Apparently something you don't care about. All right, here we go. Last time you busted my balls, Pete, you're taking so much fucking time with your quiz after quiz. Now you're like, whoa, slow down, Pete. Let's really spell this out.
More quiz.
Fuck you.
More quiz to repeat.
All right, here we go. What's the name of the fictional character that was inspired by the Punisher? Is it A, the Gamekeeper, B, the Hitman, or C, the fucking executioner?
He said C, and the executioner.
All right, here we go.
Great.
The one he got wrong, we'll see if he can get it right.
I'm just saying, it's like you're giving it away.
Oh, my gosh.
We do podcasts where we recap television, which is basically what you just did, and you're so mad now.
In the 1990s, Marvel and DC did a crossover event Who did the Punisher make very scared and almost shoot? Is it A, the Joker, B, the Scarecrow, or C, the Mad Hatter?
Yeah, I read that today. It's A, the Joker.
A, yes. The Joker is correct.
He's done his homework.
Moving on.
He's done his homework.
Moving on.
Now, let's keep in mind, this is new territory.
That's it. Yeah. Okay, here we go. This is probably going to really upset you. Okay.
Okay.
From 1974 to 2011, what is the Punisher kill count? Is it A?
That would be hard to know.
28,758. B, 59,287. Or C, 48,502. Do you need those numbers again?
No, he mentions it, doesn't he? I think it's C.
C is correct! Holy crap! He got it right.
What's that, like War Journal?
Wow, that is fantastic.
That's pretty great. Got
okay,
it.
Here we go. This one's a little easier.
And we don't know how many questions are our total?
There's seven.
Seven. Okay, we're a little ways there.
Okay, what comic does Punisher make his first appearance? Is it A, 1978 Spectacular Spider-Man number 124? B, 1974 Amazing Spider-Man number 129? C, 1973 Strange Tales number 108.
It's B.
Yes.
B is correct.
I knew the answer to that one.
Nice. Nice job.
Oh, man.
Here we go. This is just a yes or no question.
Yes or no? These are getting easier.
Was Frank Castle a Navy SEAL? Yes or no?
Oh, boy.
He was long-range recon. He's done his Halo, so no.
You are wrong. He was an Navy SEAL.
Well, don't worry, because when you pick up, you'll know the right answer for sure.
All right. What was that, question number five, Pete?
That was question number five.
Wow, we're getting so close.
So close.
The shrine
nice
remains.
Nice job, John. Locked. Nice job. All right.
And now it's time for the Punisher Quiz After Show, brought to you by Garbage Place. Hi, everybody. I'm Alex.
I'm Justin.
And we just witnessed, how many questions in? Five questions
Let
in?
Let me tell you, it was from the get-go. We never knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you what, I thought we were going to start with number one, where most quizzes start. We didn't.
we skipped right at number two.
That's crazy.
Then a bunch of jerks came in and were like, hey, start at number one. Yeah. That was pretty great. That was a good move, I think, on the part of those guys.
Definitely. Those guys were smart to start the quiz at number one and really get after the host of the Punisher quiz.
Absolutely.
They've never done that before.
Don't give him a second. It was really wonderful. Now, what did you think about the fact that one of the questions was just yes or no?
I'll tell you what. That was a curveball. But, you know, as a big game show fan, I know on Jeopardy, they often do that. On all of the big Wheel of Fortune. Like,
well,
yes
I saw
no.
an episode of Wheel of Fortune where Pat Jacobs just said, what do you think?
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, it's not easier because it's hard to think when you're doing anything.
All right, just a quick commercial break for you guys. Garbage plates are now available in Rochester at garbageplates.com/Rochester. Please check them out. They're a wonderful meal for at least 3 to 5 families, or if you're Pete on a couch.
Yeah.
All right, back quickly just to wrap up this Punisher quiz after show. What are you looking forward to next time?
Well, next week, obviously, question 5 is going to be fun to jump right back into.
Well, we know the answer to that, so you can head to question 6.
I feel like we are going to start with 6, and then we'll have 7 and a physical challenge, as we all know. And I guess while you're out here, check us out at on Twitter at Punisher Quiz After Show.
Follow us on Facebook for all the amazing guests we have on the show.
And we'd like to thank Midtown Punisher, the actual Punisher who roams Midtown murdering people. They've been nice enough to sponsor this show.
Thank you guys so much. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
All right. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Comic Book Club. Where were we? Oh, right.
Now it's time for trivia with Pete LeBaker. We could do more audience questions.
Sure. Does anybody else have any audience questions? Anything?
We got to give Pete a break.
Anybody? No? All right. Back to Pete LePage for trivia. Right.
Pete LePage, the star of fucking everything all of a sudden.
You're an asshole. All right. This is the part we give back to you, the lovely audience.
And we should just mention, this is easy trivia.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
Just walk up and you get $25.
That's right.
Right.
Well, yeah. Not just $25. A $25 gift card to Midtown Comics.
That's right.
When you said not just $25... You pointed to the empty garbage plate.
I pointed to the,
you also get
the gift card.
I pointed my to trash.
The, I pointed to the gift card, you
my
asshole.
My trash that is on the floor.
And let me also say, you said this is easier, but these have three multiple choices when a yes or no question has only two.
Yeah. All right, so who would like $25 free in the form of a gift card, Midtown Comics? Simple raising.
Just raise
hand.
Your hand. It's very easy.
Yeah, it's casual hand up guy. Come on down.
Casual hand up guy.
Hand up.
All right, come over
come
here.
Come on, sir. Yeah,
please
you
stand over
stand
here.
Right
take
there.
My mic.
Yep. What is your name, sir?
Christopher.
Christopher. Audience Christopher. All right.
Thank you for coming.
So how this is going to work is I'm going to read you a question, listen to all three possible answers, get all three questions right, $25 will be yours, okay? Today's trivia is just on general, topical comic book trivia, okay? Here we go. Question number one. Who is taking over as writer for the comic Tony Stark, Iron Man, War of Realms? Is it A, Gal Simone, B, Jason Aaron, or is it C, Jerry Bruckheimer? So it's either A, if you would like $25, or you could pick something else. A is correct. That's right.
Well,
don't overthink this. Gal Simone's taking over. I can't wait. Question number two. Donny Cates wants to reboot Marvel's blank. Is it A, Team Up, B, Ultimate Universe, or is it C, German Barabons? So it's either A, or you should pick B.
You go A?
You're going to go B, is what you meant to say? You meant to say B, Ultimate Universe. You know, it happens to the best of us, but yeah, you're correct. Donny Cates is rebooting Marvel's Ultimate Universe.
He almost forces you to win, in a way.
Yeah. All right, last question.
Is it like Ultimate Universe a title or a concept?
Ooh, that's a great question. That's a great question. And thank you for asking Pete a question for a change.
Yeah.
This guy always is asking, like, Pete, what's your answer?
It is a title.
It's also a concept. You're incorrect. Pete, you just lost. You just lost the secret
it's
Justin
title,
quiz. You just lost the secret Justin quiz. And the prize is not having to eat the garbage plate.
Oh, that's the worst prize. All right, here we go. In Avengers No Road Home, we have seven Avengers and one new addition. Who is the new addition? Is it A, Hercules, or is it B, Ghost Rider, or is it C, Surge, a.k.a. Balky Bortakamas, a.k.a. Bronson Pinchot? So is it A, or you could pick B and not get $25?
I'll go A.
A is correct. Hercules is the bonus.
Great
Avenger.
Job.
$25 is yours, Christopher. Congratulations.
Now, we should mention that in the middle of that quiz, there's another secret quiz.
That's right. That's right. Will he get it correct?
This is, just to explain to everybody at home, Pete's third answers always form a sub-quiz of the quiz that he's currently running. Would you like to take a guess what his theme was this episode?
Beverly Hills Cop.
You are correct, sir.
Wow. Great job.
Belky plus German Barabons plus Jerry Bruckheimer equals Beverly Hills Cop.
Great recap, Pete. We got to put a stop to this shit. This guy's out of control. I feel like I interrupted him one too many times. And now he's taking the power away.
We've been doing quizzes for 15 solid minutes. Different ones.
Different quizzes. I know. It's because we're a fucking game show. Look, he's going to be sick.
Are you okay?
He's so full.
Real quick, are you having a heart attack right now?
Nope.
Great.
No, it's great news.
As we all know, tomorrow is New Comic Book Day. We recommend you go to Midtown Comics because they've been nice enough to sponsor the show. Pete, what are you looking forward to?
Oh, my God. I'm looking forward to Murder Falcon as well as The Punisher.
Great. I'm going to need to look up for a
sure.
second.
I'm looking forward to Criminal Number 1 is coming out from Image
Comics. Number two.
Criminal Number 2 is coming out from Image Comics. We have a regular podcast called The Stack that's in the same feed as Comic Book Club. We're going to have a review of that and a bunch of other titles. But Criminal is also always great. It's by Ed Brubaker and Sean Phillips. Each one tells not exactly a done-in-one tale, but different aspect of crime, different short noir crime story. They're always excellent.
Great
every single
back
time.
Matter in every so issue. Good. Very
yes,
good.
So good. What's your pick, Justin?
I think that I'm because I also am very excited for Criminal Number 2. Let me say that.
Great.
But I'm also looking forward to this comic that is
Batman Who Laughs Number 3.
That is what I was going to say. Is Batman Who Laughs Number 3 by Scott Snyder and Jock, which is a surprisingly terrifying story about Batman.
I don't know if I'd say surprisingly terrifying. Like
no, but a lot of
they
Batman
do
stories
some fucked up shit together.
Well, that's what I'm saying. A lot of Batman stories where it's like, oh, he's in danger. Oh, something bad is happening to Batman. Mm-hmm. This one is even more. It feels like it's a little more off the rails for him.
It does,
and
it
normal. Is. And it is. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And yeah, I know it's like, oh, Batman Who Laughs is going to be like a fun ride, and it's scary.
Yeah, it's not. It's actually scary. Plug your stuff, guys. What should people check out?
Me and another couple of buddies are doing the Vacant Podcast live next month, February 19th, if you guys are around. Another Tuesday, probably after Pete's, you guys' shows, all you guys, and it'll be awesome.
They didn't know you're right.
Pete's show.
Right, Alex, technically,
I'm sorry.
Technically, it is Pete's show at this point.
He ate the garbage plate. No, I'm sorry,
fair.
My bad.
No, that's fair.
Never apologize.
Also, Corey.
Yeah, I got Good Bad Stories coming up next week, nice. And I got another one next month, and I'm also currently in talks about hosting an adult talent show here in New York City within the next couple of months.
Hold on a second. What
what does that mean?
You ever watch those talent shows, like on those movies where it's like a school and there's kids and their parents show up and like somebody wins, like... I'm going to do a talent show. So everybody should follow me on Instagram, CoreyGuns_, if you feel like you could ride a unicycle or something, or play a goddamn violin, or juggle chainsaws. Hit me up because I would love to have you on my talent show.
Oh, okay. So it's not an adult talent show like a bunch of people fucking on stage.
No.
Yeah, but that is, but Alex, that is a talent. That's
oh,
a talent.
I did use the word adult. I guess that is associated with
yeah,
like,
right. I thought you were going to have strippers and shit.
I mean, if someone decided that they wanted to get on and that was their talent, right. I can't really stop them.
Now, is it going to be like a gong show type of thing where you're like doing bits while they're trying to do
stuff? If I can get my hands on a gong.
Okay. Pete's wondering if he'll have enough time to eat the whole garbage plate on stage or just part of the
is
garbage.
It talent? You already did it that night, broke a record. Yeah. You could say grown-up talent show.
That actually sounds
or just talent show.
Is it a talent show for adults? If you say for adults, it sounds better than adult talent show. Because adult talent show sounds like what you guys just thought it was. Yeah.
Or you could call it pornographic talent show if you want.
Yeah. See, right. That's a direct
talent show. You could say talent show with fucking.
No, that's a good idea.
With
and
fucking.
Put it in a different font so people really notice it.
Yeah.
You could also be a talent show where you murder people so you can reign in hell.
I just really feel. Yeah. Yeah. Well, exactly.
Depending on where you are next week. Keep in mind you said next week when you said.
Well, I got to say, I want to thank Pete for really being like really on board with that. Like, I looked over at him. And then I saw him do the Punisher quiz and figured out that he was hiding it for 5 years. And I was like, this is a dude that I feel like if I had a conversation with him separately, we would really understand each other.
Wow, that's crazy. Now you would say that. Also, you're like, man, this guy could keep a fucking secret.
Yeah.
Also, I was with you as soon as you talked about getting to hell. I'm on
getting
board.
To hell.
Yeah, man.
I've been joking for a couple of weeks about how there's a bunch of like old ham sitting in your slippers. Now I'm just getting to worry that it's like something fucked up.
Yeah.
Like an ear.
We'll find out, man. We'll find out.
What a crazy reveal for the Punisher quiz. That pizza murderer.
Couple of things we want to plug before we go. We do a bunch of other podcasts. Riverdale After Dark, our Riverdale podcast, always running, always on. Also, we have a Deadly Class podcast called Deadly Cast that's in its own dedicated feed, and a bunch of other ones. Our American Gods podcast will be coming soon.
Yeah, American Godcast.
American Godcast, so that's pretty fun. And Pete's favorite podcast, Cloak and Dagger, Cloak and Jabber, our podcast coming back.
Coming back, man. Very Check excited. Them out on Twitter.
Pete followed our Cloak and Jabber Twitter account 3 days ago.
Yeah. Which we've had for over a year
at this point.
It's a shitty show. So
thanks.
Our podcast?
No, the actual show.
I got you. Okay, no, don't ruin your take.
Great. Also, the show is free to come see and free to listen to, but it does cost us a little bit of money to do. Patreon.com/comicbookclub. Pete, what else do you want to plug?
This weekend is Fanfare. Check out the Dare to Draw is doing some cool stuff this weekend. So if you're around for Fanfare, check that out.
Cool. Nice. Where is that?
Fanfare?
Yeah.
It's a good question. That's a good question.
Great, thanks, Pete.
I'm sure it's on the internet somewhere.
Busted. I'm sure it's on the internet somewhere. Follow us on Twitter at Comic Book Live. Google Fanfare, New York.
Check us out at comicbookclublive.com for this podcast and many more. A couple of people we want to thank before we go. We want to thank True Serum for being on the show.
Thank you, guys.
Boothman Prime.
Boothman Prime.
But most of all, we want to thank you guys. We're every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Totally free. Get ready for many, many quizzes. Good night.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you so much.
Good night.
Appreciate it.
Don't.